On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Early this year, the 9-member State Senate Committee on Universities and Technical Colleges, it held informational hearings on 3 UW campuses, Green Bay, Stevens Point, and Whitewater. And then in April, a hearing was held at the Capitol to look at the technical college system's budget and programming. Republican State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton chairs the committee that produced a nearly 100-page report last month that calls for sweeping changes to the UW and how higher ed is delivered in our state. What are your thoughts on restructuring and further consolidation within the UW? It's 800-642-1234. Senator Roth, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Glad to be here.
Well, good morning. How would reorganizing the UW system into these 4 geographic regions plus UW-Madison, how would it improve how campuses operate?
Well, I think the important thing to do, and this is really what the committee was trying to do when we had those 5 informational hearings in Madison and across the state of Wisconsin earlier this year, we were trying to figure out exactly what those challenges and pressures that the university system was facing. What were those? Let's dive in deep on those, try to analyze and understand them so we could make recommendations to help put higher education on a sustainable path here going well into the 21st century. And the first hearing we had was actually on demographics. And we had experts from across the country and within Wisconsin come and talk to the committee and present their findings. And it was pretty startling when you looked at what our demographic trends were here in Wisconsin, and for that matter, the Midwest, compared with the rest of the country. And I think what it told us more than anything as policymakers is that we can't continue to go on as we are. If you look at the numbers over the last decade, the university system lost 15,000 students. Now, depending how you look at in how you were to pick out of the 12 regional comprehensives in UW-Madison, 15,000 students, you could shut down 3 college campuses, not even notice a difference. So when you look forward in the next decade and a half, the same thing. We're looking at losing a potential another 15,000 students. So our mindset was we don't want to shut down a campus, and I will tell you, Kate, I don't think there's political will in the legislature to close a particular campus in Wisconsin. So if we're not going to do that, how are we going to bring forth the reorganization, the savings to make this system, which was created back in the 50s and 60s for a higher volume of students, how do we make that function today? And that's where this reorganization, this regionalization plan came into being. And our goal was to keep Madison alone, but then with the remainder 12 regional comprehensives, group those into regions so that they could come together, save on HR, save on administration, and then save on program array in the courses that they offer their students. And those savings that we generated, we could reinvest into the system.
And so what you're saying then is, you know, demographics of Wisconsin's aging population is what's really driving these, you know, what is in this report, that we're not going to be graduating the same level of high school students and Wisconsin is aging?
Yeah, that's correct. The demographic issue will be the number one driver of all policy decisions in our state over the next 20 years. And the sooner we as policymakers recognize those pressures and what that's going to do, not just to higher education, it's going to happen to K-12 education. It's going to happen to every other aspect of our budget, from transportation infrastructure to Medicaid spending. We've got to be able to look at it in the lens of that. And we in the committee, when we saw that at the beginning, we recognized that we had to find a way to address this in this reorganization with regionalization seemed to be the best fit.
We're talking about a proposal to restructure the UW system with Republican State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton. What questions do you have for Senator Roth about restructuring the UW? What do you want to know? Do you work for a UW system college? Would you support further consolidation of administrative operations? 800-642-1234. So you expect at least 15% in savings from consolidating administration, and then you would want this money to be put toward student affordability and faculty pay increases and expanded online offerings. Why are you, why are those your top funding priorities in the savings?
Well, I think it's important that the message we wanted to put out there for everyone was we're going to find these savings, but then we're going to do what we need, what's necessary, which is to reinvest those into the system, because the overarching goal of this committee report was to make sure that higher education was on a sustainable path to take it deep into the 21st century. And we recognize that if you look at UW-Madison, faculty there are getting paid less than their other Big Ten peers. If you look at faculty throughout the rest of the UW system, they're getting compensated less than the national average. But you can't have a robust system that's going to attract the highest talent if you're not able to pay the faculty compensation, which is comparable with their peers. So some of it would be driven into that. But I think the second most significant thing you would find in this report, second to the regionalization, was our commitment and determination to have the UW system move into the digital space. So I mentioned earlier about how we are losing students, and you had mentioned about the high schools, a drop in high school students. You're correct. When you don't have high school seniors graduating, you don't have high school seniors who from Wisconsin who can go into and enter the UW system. There's one place we can go to a pool, if you will, that we can fish in that we haven't been yet, and that is the digital space. Our 12 regional comprehensives, they can compete with each other for students. It's not going to change anything. I just drove through Oshkosh. UW-Milwaukee has a heavy billboard campaign there trying to attract students to UW-Milwaukee. We can try and steal one region to another. It's not going to have the effect we want. But if we can move into the digital space, take the University of Wisconsin brand and put that out there in a robust online infrastructure to meet students in rural areas and non-traditional students, both within Wisconsin, our nation, in the world, who don't have access to a four-year institution today, a quality four-year institution, that is a place where we can attract students and make up for that shortfall. And it's a key component. And part of the savings, actually the majority of the savings that we're looking to drive from this regionalization, would be poured into building out that online infrastructure to make sure that we can continue to compete going into the future.
But for students who still want that on-campus experience, this report, you said, you should be look at eliminating or consolidating little use programs, but also develop or expand in-demand programs. What about students who want that on-campus experience and it is not offered there in their community? Would they have to go somewhere else?
Well, we are trying to preserve, if you look at this report, we're trying to preserve the four-year campuses and the brick-and-mortar institutions, because I do think those play a pivotal role I do believe, even through the COVID environment, where people have become more accustomed and used to receiving their education over a digital platform, I still believe, and maybe this is just because I'm older, but I still believe people are going to want that in-person experience. So we're trying to preserve that. But the beauty of the regionalization is that you have universities have programs, they offer majors. When you offer a program, for instance, a foreign language, you have professors, you have all the infrastructure that goes along with making sure that you can deliver that product to the students. But some of these majors only have a couple of graduating students. We got a list from the UW system. Some only have one, So all this infrastructure for a very few amount of people who are graduating with it. The beauty about the regionalization is that when the universities are coming together, these little use majors, we won't eliminate them, but by allowing one of the campuses which within that region to focus on that, but yet still offer it through building out our digital space, we'll have the capability to provide those programs to the other students in that region. It really is the best of both worlds. It allows us to capture those savings. It allows us to make sure that students can have that on-campus experience, but then at the same time, it allows us to offer a better array of programming to the students who are in our system today.
We're talking with the chair of the State Senate's Higher Ed Committee, Roger Roth, as we look deeper into the report published last month that recommends further restructuring the UW to reduce costs system-wide. Are you a UW student or alum? How would you feel about schools reducing the variety of course offerings and focusing more heavily on fewer subjects? Do you think consolidation into geographic groups would save money and make sense? 800-642-1234. Back for more State Cap in a moment on the Ideas Network. We're talking about a proposal for regional consolidation of the UW system and what that would mean for higher ed. It is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. State Senator Roger Roth chairs the Senate's Higher Ed Committee. Earlier this year, the committee held a series of hearings to look at enrollment trends and demographics, to look at online learning and dual enrollment programs, and free speech issues. The committee published a report last month. One of its recommendations is reevaluating academic programs at each UW campus, except for UW-Madison. Have you looked at the report? 800-642-1234 to join in. State Senator Roger Roth is with us for 10 more minutes. So, you know, what other states might be models for how the UW system could consolidate, could redesign itself for the future?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at Purdue, they went in, they bought a company actually called Kaplan, which was an online digital platform that was, you know, providing accreditation in schooling and in different areas to individuals. And they incorporated it because they recognized how far behind the eight ball they were in the digital sphere. I'm not suggesting that the UW needs to go out and buy an existing online platform or infrastructure. But we really highlighted in this report the necessity to start moving in the direction of getting the 12 regional comprehensives and UW-Madison pulling together to move into that digital space. This is about survival. It really is. As I mentioned before, lost 15,000 students in the last decade, projected to lose another 15,000 in the next decade or decade and a half. This is about figuring out a way to compete and have students in the future. And that's why the regionalization, the build out into the online space seemed so ripe here for discussion in Wisconsin right now. If I could just also add, the report highlighted a bunch of other areas too, some things that we're actually doing a pretty good job at, I think, but need to grow. One of those would be dual enrollment. It's a program that not every university or high school system within Wisconsin utilizes right now, but there are some great examples like the Nina Joint School District in the Fox Valley. They partner with UW Oshkosh. They offer their students over a choice of over 20 courses, which they have to take in high school anyway, many of them to graduate. But because they're partnering with UW Oshkosh and their high school teachers are getting certification from the university, when their students take them in high school, they're apply and get college credit for them. We have many high school seniors in that area who are graduating with a semester of college already completed. So working to do what we can across the Wisconsin so that our high school students can aggressively pursue these dual enrollment options and show up to either a technical college or a UW system with a semester of their training and their coursework already done. This is how we position our young folks to have both an affordable college experience, but yet allow them to get in and get out and get into that quote-unquote real world as quickly as possible. So there are some things, again, that I think are being done, great ideas we have out there. We just want to expand them and put a little more emphasis behind them.
I'm going to look at affordability and tuition in just a moment, but I want to, get a sense on the feedback you've received, because UW System President Tommy Thompson called regionalization the wrong direction. And among his concerns, he said it would threaten community connections and it would, tamp down local fundraising that is facilitated by campus leadership. What are your responses to the system president?
Well, I love the work that he's doing, and I have a profound respect for him and what he's been able to do over the last year at the UW system. You know, I think there are some, anytime you propose a new idea and anytime you try and change the course or direction, it's met at times by hesitation, and I don't think that's unwarranted. I think it's important that we scrutinize all policy ideas here to try and arrive at what the best thing is. So I welcome that. The report, it offered the idea, it offered, the basic structure and framework of it, but then it really fell on, we're calling on the Board of Regents to work collaboratively together to put together a plan for what this regionalization could look like. So there's a lot of details out there that haven't been flushed out yet. And my goal here over the next half a year is to work with the Board of Regents, work with the system, work with concerned stakeholders to try and build those out so we can give people a better idea of what that would look like. I will tell you, our paramount goal here is to make sure that the 12 regional comprehensive schools, that they don't lose their community identity. I want the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh to have that identity in that collaboration that they have right now with their local area. We want that to continue, and we want that for all the other 12 regional comprehensives. So that's our goal going into it. And my goal, I want to go out there and work hard to try and satisfy the critics and answer the questions and see what we can do to put higher education on a sustainable path here going into the 21st century.
We are discussing a proposal to restructure the UW system with State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton. You can join in. What questions do you have for the state senator about restructuring? What do you want to know? 800-642-1234. Your report calls for ending the UW tuition freeze that started in 2013. And last month we saw Joint Finance Committee advance a state budget plan taking that step to unfreeze tuition. Why should the freeze end?
Well, we had informational hearings that we had, and I'll just say for anyone who's listening, those are on YouTube right now. We have a state Senate Sergeant at Arms office. You can go if you have got the time and listen to those. Some of them are pretty fascinating. Also with the report, if you look me up on Google State Senator Roger Roth, my official website there will be a link there that you can find to actually get a copy of the report for yourself if you care to read through it. I'm sorry, Kate, I mentioned that and then I forgot your question.
That's okay. Talking about tuition.
Oh, the tuition freeze. Yeah. So with the tuition freeze, when we went through, we had a professor from UW-Madison came and gave us a presentation on this, and it was very enlightening. I wasn't around in the legislature when they first brought the tuition freeze forward, but at the time, I think it served a purpose. There was a fund that the system had of unallocated dollars. You know, some call it a slush fund, whatever, what have you, but about $1 billion there that they didn't even know what it was there for and what it was to be used for. And at the time, the legislature forced them through a tuition freeze to buy that down, which they have. But today, when you look at the UW system, that's not the case anymore. And then as this professor is walking us through this, the tuition freeze, what it really is doing is it's hurting the people that we want to help. When you look at someone with a college education, they're going to have $500,000 more in lifetime earning after they pay for college than someone who just has a high school degree and maybe goes into the trades or into a different field. They choose not to go into high school or onto college, which is great. We don't need everyone to go to college. So the tuition freeze is really the blue collar workers, the trades workers, those in construction and other fields that don't have a college degree, they're subsidizing someone's four-year college education, even though they're going to have a half a million more in lifetime earnings after they pay for their college. So just from the economic standpoint of it, it didn't seem to make sense anymore in 2021. And I think the legislature is there as well, that now is the time. You know, I advocated in the report not for a full removal of the tuition freeze, but to put some brackets there so we didn't see, you know, 7, 8, 9% tuition increases. The Joint Finance Committee chose not to put that in there and just fully leave it up to the Board of Regents. And we'll have to see how that works out. But I do think it was a good decision to finally allow that tuition to float with what the market is calling for.
State Senator Roth, thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it, Kate. Thank you.
Roger Roth is a Republican state senator from Appleton. He is chair of the Senate Committee on Universities and Technical Colleges. And for disclosure, WPR is a service of UW-Madison. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with Joel Brennan, Secretary of the State Department of Administration. That's after a news update on the Ideas Network.